Yeah. All right, we're on.
We on?
Thank
are
you.
We on?
Testing one. Oh, yeah.
Are we on?
Oh, yeah.
One.
Thank you very much. That was an old song called Patty on the Turnpike. I'm sure some people recognized it. Elaine, you brought one note down there from the heavens. What was that? Does anybody have a guitar capo out in the audience that I could borrow? Somebody stole mine, lifted it up, and took it away.
By the way, I'm selling guitar capos after the show. I have one.
What about Mrs. McLeod's reel there, Rick?
Yeah, you know, you did...
Ladies and gentlemen, make Mr. Rick Abrams feel welcome here, would you please? He's from Sacramento, California, hey. By way of Miami, Florida, St. Petersburg, and...
And Lancaster, Texas.
Lancaster, Texas.
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 Texas. Texas. Texas. You have to say it the right way. Texas. Kind of like that, Texas.
That's right.
Like those things that are in my beard, Texas.
All right.
You did... You did that, played a juice harp so well on that last tune. I was hoping you'd let me play mine to try and, you know, because you got such fine applause, and I'm kind of jealous. So,
let's go.
We're going to do an old tune called Mrs. McLeod's Reel. And if we can let Elan kick it off on this thing. It's an old cakewalk dance I used to do up in the mountains. And we'll tell you about the cakewalk dances in a second, but let Elan kick this thing off, and we'll show you what it's all about.
Record on this song, Rick? 75 minutes?
72 hours. Thank you. Thank you. You folks are great. We appreciate it. TJ, you get what you need there, man? What you want to do, Pete?
Somebody wrote this song right out of the Bible, I think. But keep your eyes on stage right. Mr. Elan Lou Chalfer, former Florida State fiddle champion.
Stage left, Pete. I think your right is my left.
Does anybody want a capo? Oh, excuse me.
Thank you. Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind. He was way behind. He's willing to make a deal. But he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and a playing it high. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump, said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, son, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to make a little dare, I'm gonna make a little bet with you. Now you play pretty fine fiddle, son, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul that I can play better than you." Well, the boy said, "My name's Johnny. It might be a sin, but I take that bet you're gonna regret. I'm the best there's ever been. Let Johnny rising up your bow and beat your fiddle hard. There's broke loose in Georgia and the devil is the card. If you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. If you lose, the devil gets your soul." Well, the devil opened up his case, said, "I'll start the show." Fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up that bow. As he pulled that bow across the strings, he gave an evil hiss. Band of demons joined right in and sounded just like this. Johnny said, "You're a pretty good old son. Sit right there in that easy chair and I'll show you how it's done." He said, "Follow the mountain, run, run, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the back down, picking out a dough. A train that you don't buy, no child, no. Oh, child." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, don't come on back unless you ever want to try it again. I done told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He said, "Follow the mountain, run, run, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread, bag, pick out dough. Don't bite, no child, no. Elan Lou Chalford.
Yeah.
I never can tell if the devil does a better job than Johnny when he does that song anyway. Can you, Rick?
No, but he sure plays the devil out of that fiddle, doesn't he? Yeah. All right. By the way, I have a capo for sale. You find your capo yet? You got it. I'll be doggone. Isn't that incredible? Where'd you find that thing? You'll never see that capo again. Wherever that is. What do you guys want to do, a D-tune?
First of all, I want to say a big hello to my friends over there at the Seminole Reservation. Can you hear me?
Yeah, they're in Hollywood, Florida.
Can you hear me?
Somebody answer him.
All right, Rick, what do you got? Let's ask Sandra to sing a song for us. She is a songbird of the South, and we've been picking with Sandra for years and years and years and years, and I can't get enough of her singing.
We'll do this old traditional AP Carter song, "Go Watch and Chain." my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold wedding ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Darling, how can I stay here without you? I'll have nothing to ease my poor heart. This old world will seem sad, love, without you. Tell me now that you never will part. I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold wedding ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Oh, take back the gifts you have given me. Diamond ring and the lock of your hair, and the card with your picture upon it. It's a face that is false but is fair. I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold wedding ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. White rose that blooms in my garden. It's the love that grows in my heart. It broke free on the day that I met you. It will die on the day that we part. I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold wedding ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Only say that you love me again.
Sandra
Thank you.
Jameson.
Thank you.
Oh, that sounded so sweet, Sandra.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Woman, a few words, that's right. Well, Mr. Rick Abrams, you're the star that we said with this show. So,
is this my chance?
Yeah,
this is my big chance. I can't believe it.
How about old Jones?
What's his name? When we started way back in about 1976 in St. Pete, we knew about three songs, and back then, actually, we knew about 200 songs, but each one of us knew three. So we kind of combined what we were doing, and we came up with a lot of old time. Tunes and things, and through the years we began to get more way back into the hills, but we always used to get a lot of requests and things for this old tune in the key of A. We're every now and then we go back to like Hank Williams, to our rowdier roots.
Rick, explain to the people just for a second if you would, and I'm kind of wondering this myself. What's the difference between the old clawhammer banjo style that you do and the three-finger style that Earl Scruggs and most everybody else in the world does?
That is a good question. I wonder that myself. This is the way the banjo used to be played.
It's kind of the hunch of your back that goes.
Yeah,
like
no, it's like the angle of the dangle of the angle there. It's in the elbow. Actually, it's an old-time way of playing that they used to play way back in 1700, 1800 when the banjo was really just coming into existence. And it's based on the old-time slave rhythms. There's up in the mountains of Galax, Virginia, up in Kentucky, too, in Tennessee, they play a lot of this. I think it was about 1940 or so, you'd hear a lot more of this than you hear bluegrass. But bluegrass became really popular, and rightfully so. It's beautiful stuff. that's a paid political announcement, right?
We won't play any.
But we do. We play some of it. It's like John Denver. He doesn't play any ours, so we don't do any of his.
Well, who would do this sort of song? Like somebody like Grandpa Jones? Or
Well, Grandpa just plays about three chords. He's great, but he just kind of. We're gonna do about six chords in this tune. Okay. We're gonna show you some real old time mountain picking from way back in the hills.
All right.
These guys don't even know what it is.
But we're ready.
Boy, that smacks of Appalachia.
Doesn't
the place better.
A duel with Joe.
I know the cows are grazing.
Hey, fare thee well, old Joe Clark. Well, Joe Clark, well, I say, Joe Clark, chase my troubles away. And here comes the rain. Come on in with us. We like you. Come on in here. We'll turn these things around and face you guys over there.
All right. Come on in here. Anybody play a guitar? Just grab it. Get on up on stage here.
Anybody got a cable? Oh, never mind. We got a cable.
I'll tell you, we played empty benches before. It's nothing new.
Well, let's turn these things around.
Now, if the Sandman will turn the monitors on so these people can hear behind us.
That's a great idea.
I don't think so, Rick. It'll go into the monitor. But
oh, right. Okay.
Well, we're going to get everybody hopping and jumping then. If we're going to be underneath here, we're going to have to hop and jump and clap with us to play a song called Sally Gooden. Thank you very much. We're the Green Grass Revival. Look for us on the main stage tomorrow about 1:30.
2:30?
1:30 or so.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead. She'll come right back.
Well, come on in. Enjoy the place.
Let's have another round of applause for Green Grass Revival. Weren't they terrific? Please give us a few minutes. We're going to set up.